battle on, he's going to get me. I used to think that way. The fire of God will come.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started looking at Pentecost Sunday, the church era, which began when the Holy Spirit came and filled up the children of God. And so we started looking at that, and we also started to look at something supernatural, and that was the first Passover that took place. And we are in a very similar situation to what took place during the Passover, the first one. We're in lockdown over the coronavirus. We're trying to live a life pleasing to God. We've got Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God in our lives. We're covered by the blood of the Lamb. And so let's pick up where we left off yesterday and see what God is about to show us.
Now remember the first Passover. I find this so amazing, the times we're in right now. The first Passover that ever took place was when there was a pandemic, or there was not a pandemic, there was rather a plague. There were plagues taking place in Egypt. Do you recall that? And Israel was being protected. Israel, listen, Israel was protected from the plagues, the 10 plagues. Israel was protected from the 10 plagues. Why? Because they were in covenant with God. Everyone say covenant with God. Let me tell you something. All the plagues that come right now, you need to know you're in a better covenant with God than that they had. And you are protected from all the plagues, all the pandemics, all the attacks, all that stuff. You are protected. We need to recognize these things. We need to speak these things. And we need to walk in the victory that God's given to us. Amen. And so now, what happened on that very, very first time, I find it quite amazing. They were locked in their home on the last plague. Yeah. Remember the children were all killed? Yeah. The firstborn of everything, animals and families? Yeah. They were in a lockdown. Yeah. They were in a lockdown. Yeah. We are in a lockdown. Yeah. This church would be full. Yeah. But we're still in a lockdown. Yeah. There's still places where you can't go. There's still things you cannot do. And don't tell me about Walmart, because you can let everyone in there, but you can only allow a certain amount in here. That's nutso. We are relevant. We're not irrelevant. We are more relevant now than we've ever been. And I tell you what, people that, listen, spiritual leaders in this nation that have ears to hear will hear the church is more needed now than ever. The spiritual leaders, we got to pray for them to get a wake-up call to say, you know what, our way has not worked. It's not working. Nothing's working. The church has to be the most relevant thing right now. So pray for spiritual leaders to hear from the King of Kings. Amen. And so what happened during that plague? They were in locked doors. They were indoors, locked in, just like we are. And the angel of death flew over or passed over. It was the first Passover. And the angel of death passed over because why? They had the blood on the top doorpost of the lintel. They had the blood on the sides of the doorposts in your hands. They were covered with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So the angel of death had to pass over. Now what I find quite amazing is the fact that we are locked indoors because of a pandemic. But we're also under the blood if you're a child of God. You've got the doorposts covered with the blood of the Lamb. Your lintels up here, you're covered. You are covered by the Lamb of God. Amen. We take and we partake of Holy Communion. That's how they went. They ate the bread of the Lamb. You see, Jesus said, except you eat my body and you drink my blood, you can have no part of me. They ate that Lamb was like eating Jesus Christ. We partake of Holy Communion. It's like eating Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on. A lot of people left him when he said that. A lot of his disciples turned away from Jesus at that very time. Amen. And the fact, now listen, the fact that Passover 2020, we are in 2020. I've started collecting headlines. God told me, collect headlines from the start of this pandemic. Right from March, I started getting just the headline, the date, and where it's from, and a little bit of what it's about. I've got 34 pages. 34 pages of calling for one world religions, destroying the family units. 34 pages. Don't know what I'm going to do with it. He'll tell me later. But it's all 2020. I called it End Time Prophecies 2020. No, End Time News 2020. That's what I've called it. So I've got that, and you'll see it will come out somewhere. But there's so much taking place. And it's amazing now, 2020. Clear vision. And remember the year from the Hebrew calendar is not only clear vision, it's the mouth. It's speaking, decreeing, prophesying, declaring for this decade, not just the year, the decade of speaking. Can you say amen? The fact that 2020 Passover coincided in the same month when we were in the lockdown with Pentecost. You got Passover took place, and you got Pentecost the same month, and we're in a lockdown. Now you might find that, well, that's just coincidental. Ain't nothing coincidental about it. And there's nothing coincidental with God. Everything has meaning. He says even the sun, stars, and the planets have meaning. He talks about things shifting in the planets. There's signs. Signs and wonders. And I'm telling you right now, God is going to start doing, maybe not today in this service, unusual miracles. I said unusual miracles. He's about to start doing unheard of miracles, where even the ministries that have been flowing in certain giftings and seeing signs and wonders are going to step back and say, what's this happening? Unusual miracles as we step into the rest of this season. I believe we're at the end of a season, the end of an era, and we're also at the beginning of a season, the beginning of an era. So we're right at the beginning of the season. We're end and we're beginning. It's awesome. The Apostle Paul would have given anything to be sitting here today. I can tell you what, he wouldn't be sitting, he'd be jumping around. Amen. Now it's amazing. The first Passover, the angel of death flew over or passed over, the angel of death. In the Pentecost now, the giver of life, he came, he didn't pass over, he came to stay. You see, there the angel of death passed over. But when God sent the Holy Spirit, he didn't come to pass over, he came to stay. He came to reside. He came to make residence in those that have received Jesus, that have been washed pure with the blood of the Lamb, so that the temple that they house now is where the Holy Ghost is housed permanently. He has come to abide. Jesus' prayer in John 17 was answered on the day of Pentecost. Father, that we would be one, I in you and you in me, me in them that believe and them in us, and all of us together, you in them and us in them and them in us. That took place day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost came to abide. He came to stay. And he didn't bring a U-Haul with him either. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So the angel of death had to pass over while the giver of life came to stay. You see, totally opposite the way it is. But Pentecost this year, we're going to see unusual signs, unusual wonders, unusual miracles. It's about to begin. Can you say amen? Now listen, there is increased pressure in the world. The Bible says it's like a woman in labor having birth pangs. How many of you are seeing that in the world? It's groaning and it's moving, waiting for the sons of God to be manifest. You know what that means? Waiting for us to stand up and say, hey, here I am. I'm a king's kid. You, get out. You, go. You, stop. Because he said believers will cast out demons. Can you say amen? Amen. And so he's about to do unusual signs and wonders. Now, in general, fire represents God's radiant glory. As I said, the glory of God, you'll see the fire of God, as an aspect of his holiness. But so many of us think that the fire of God is really his judgment. Oh, if I step out of line, he's going to get me. I used to think that way. The fire of God will consume me and destroy my life. And that is not consistent with what the biblical accounts of the fire of God is when it fell. The fire of God is coming. There is a certain time for judgment and a fire that pertains to judgment. But that's not now. And the church is, well, it could be now in the world, but the church is not under the wrath of God's judgment. Listen to me. The fire that comes for judgment, we the church are not under the wrath and the judgment of God. The church has been cleared. The church has been set free. The church has been washed by the blood of the Lamb. The church are the righteous ones. The church are the justified ones. The church are the King's kids. The church is, we are joint heirs together with Christ Jesus. So the fire of judgment is not coming on the church. It will come on the world, however, but not the church.
Yes.
Amen. So we can't get mixed up in all of that kind of stuff. So there is a fire that brings judgment, but there's a fire that brings blessings to the individual as well as to the corporate body.
Amen.
And that's what I'm looking. Think about the Abrahamic covenant. Remember in Genesis 15? Smoking oven and a burning torch, while God put Abraham in a trance. God moved around. It was like a smoking oven and a fiery torch. That was God moving in the midst of that sacrifice that Abraham had cut up and left it on the ground in the figure of eight, a sign of the covenant which God began with Abraham. That was the fire of God, a flaming torch and a smoking oven. That was God, and that was for the covenant. That fire was good fire. Everyone say, good fire.
Good fire.
What about Moses with the burning bush in Exodus 13? He looked at the bush burning, and right there, God gave him his ministry. Right at that burning bush, God stoked up the embers of flame inside of Moses, which was burning small at the stage, because he'd been set aside for 40 years. He had the fire. And then he killed one of the Egyptians. He jumped out ahead of God. I've done that. How many of you done that?
Yeah.
Abraham did that. That's why we got Ishmael. Remember? Abraham did it. We jump out ahead of God. But let me tell you something. Moses, when he finished that running away from Egypt, he was in the wilderness on the other side of the desert 40 years. Taking care of sheep. 40 years. Meh. 40 years. Get away from that sheep. Meh. 40 years of don't bite me, sheep. Remember he said, this is a stiff-necked bunch of people, Lord. I'm not going with them anymore. Jesus said, neither am I. Remember? 40 years taking care of sheep. People. God's in the people business, not the money business. He'll give people the money, but he's not in the money, but he's in people business, sheep business. And Moses was cleaning up the poop, and Moses was doing all that stuff, and Moses was anointing their heads with oil. For 40 years, that fire was just a little ember in his belly.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 US 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954